I thought so. I've seen it since here. The players were adamant that he was never touched, and the TV cameras proved that. And the referee's 5 yards off an incident. There's 5 minutes to go in a game like this here. I think you've got to get this one right. You've got it, and he got it well and truly wrong, and it was shocking.
Martin O'Neill, fairly upset by that decision, Dan, but not surprising, really, is it?
No, Steve, it isn't. And he has to, and I'm saying you do too. And everyone has to, and I can understand that. It's not about that, about couching your words in, you know, cautious terms. And this wasn't one of those, and this is nothing as it says. It's nothing to do with Leicester, it's nothing to do with Chelsea. This has got to do with much wider football, and even if you want to take it as far as public order goes. You can't have a man who had a lousy match anyway do that kind of thing. And when everyone says it was controversial, it wasn't. It's one of those, but it simply wasn't a penalty. It was a booking. It was a booking for Erling Johnson actually diving, all right. So that happens, we know that. But this is fixable. Within, there are a few things in football that everyone agrees are fixable, and this kind of nonsense is absolutely fixable. And I, you're a Leicester supporter, Steve, and you've got to stay calm. But I'm not a supporter of anything, but I do understand the emotions of crowds, and I'm fed up of seeing football supporters get barracks over the years for being passionate about a game when they're supposed to be dispassionate, like commentators and referees are. And it simply doesn't work like that. And when you get the two come up against each other like they do with everything that was invested in tonight's game, then you're going to be in trouble. In all sides of the way, the game is going to suffer and public order will suffer. Because if I was a Leicester supporter, I wouldn't have left the Chelsea ground yet. Anyway, if you are a Leicester supporter, you may want to ring us up. I don't mind even dedicating the rest of it. It's 0500 909 693. There are stacks of other stuff to talk about. I mean, the farce of Tottenham and West Ham on Monday. Both sides must be saying, what's going on? We used to be quite good. Arsenal, you've had it. Stockport fans, I suppose you wish you hadn't bothered now, but unbelievably, it's all been overtaken by what I think is an extremely serious issue as far as football issues can be serious. And I hope any hacks out there do their job, and I hope Radio 5 does its job, and I would doorstep this man like he was a member of Oasis, this referee, and say, look, I'm ashamed it's got to be you, but you're the one. You're going to be the sacrificial lamb. We're going to make you responsible for all the bad decisions there's been until there is change. Because for some reason, the FA feel, and the Referees Association feel, things are fine. And tonight couldn't have been better time, perhaps. Perhaps it is just about time. And Mr. Mike Reed, you're going to be the sacrificial lamb, because what you did tonight was dangerous, and it was wrong, and it was, overused word, but it was a scandal. And after all that invested in the game, I felt cheated, everyone feels cheated, except the Chelsea supporters. But even so, Chelsea, when you lift that cup, as you probably will, you'll never know. You'll never know.